Is that LK?
G4PFI.
G4PFI, N4ZLK. Shane here. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning. I'm sitting here. I don't know if I'm making a repeater or not.
Than you normally are, but you're making it fine.
Power, I'm on a handheld right now. We got a mess, I'm telling you. We got three trees down in our backyard. One of them crushed my shop. I got out there with a chainsaw and did a little work yesterday, but I just had to give it up. I got wore out.
To hear that, a lot of people are in this situation. Are you and your wife okay otherwise?
Okay. Except we're both old. My wife's 83, and I'm coming up for November. I'll be 84, so we're kind of trudging along kind of slow, but we're getting there, but we're safe.
There's a lot of activity on this repeater, so if you need help, you just let somebody know if you can't get it any other way. But I know most people are out of power. Some of the a lot of people are out of their internet service, and a lot of cell phone service is out as well. So some people have no form of communication.
We don't have any cell phone. We don't have any no power at all. And believe it or not, that tree that fell on my shop down there, guess where my generator was at? I can't get in there to get it.
Maybe you've got a neighbor there that can help you at some point. But we're out of power up here, too. I'm up in Cleveland, and they're talking about could be several days because of all the transmission lines that got torn down.
Neighbors have been real good to me. In fact, there was about three different neighbors came over yesterday. And one of them has got a generator and it's right next door to me, and we run some extension cords over to power up our refrigerator and our freezer. And it's not running right now because he turned it off last night, so he didn't want to run it all night, but he'll crank it back up in the morning, I guess. Other than that, we're just sitting here in the dark with a couple of two or three flashlights.
The world now, and when everything goes down, it's not the same. We're not set up like we used to be. I turned my generator off too last night, and I just turned it on about 30 minutes ago. Opened the freezer door and everything was still frozen solid. Bag of ice was still frozen, so that's a good idea to save on fuel.
True. Well, I don't know if anybody else is on here needing to talk, but I'm just going to stand by here, and if anybody else wants to get on the frequency, they can. And but other than that, we had about maybe 3 hours of sleep last night. Both of us were sitting here all groggy because of all this problem. But I guess the good Lord's good to us, and we didn't get hurt no which way. So only thing is, all my shop, my lanterns, everything that I had in my shop, drill presses, $2,000 worth of stuff down there, and the whole top of it caved in.
Sorry to hear that. I hope, is that tree something that you think you'll be able to get cut yourself, or is it one of those great big oak trees that needs professional work done on it?
No limbs, but the big ones, it is a humongous tree, and there's no way I'm going to be able to get that off the top. It also crushed the back of the building in, and that's where I had my log splitter and another trailer sitting back there, and I don't know how much damage it did to that because I can't get back there to it right now. Okay, well, I appreciate you coming back and giving me a little update on what's going on up in your territory, and I'm just going to kind of mess around here in the house and see if I can find some batteries for the flashlight because they're starting to run down. Like we ran them all night. So, and I do have a bunch of extra batteries, by the way. Hopefully I'll speak at you again in the near future. KG4PFI, I forgot your call sign, but that ain't nothing. I forget who I am half the time. KG4PFI, clear.
You and your wife, be careful. And if you need help, don't hesitate to call. And we'll make sure something gets done. So, you guys have a good day. KG4PFI and 4ZLK.